You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
The Bad Touch this morning, 12 minutes past nine. You're on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you this morning. And Simo, I want to talk about this American news reporter. He was working from home like a lot of people are. However, this guy, well, look, if you work from home,
yeah,
there's the possibility you're tempted perhaps to not dress in the way that you would if you were going to work.
Absolutely. We had a meeting last night, actually, for our workplace.
Yes, we were all kind of on our phones on Zoom or whatever it's called.
Yeah, in the video conferencing style. See, I was clever about this. I was in my pajamas at the time, but I made sure that the camera was off.
Clever.
Nailed it.
Well, that's what, this guy, he was reporting live to Good Morning America. So he's a TV reporter reporting from home. Set up his camera at home, didn't realize quite how much the camera showed.
Oh, he's a TV journalist. He can't take that on. He can't take my advice on board. He kind of needs to be on camera.
Head on over to SnowFM Instagram story, by the way, to check this out. From the waist up, he's got a nice shirt on, a nice jacket, done his hair very professionally.
Right on.
From the waist down, however, which is visible, it appears that he is just wearing his underwear.
Nice.
And has got no, just wearing, so from the waist up, completely professional. Ooh, look at me, I'm a reporter talking about important reporting business.
Yeah.
From the waist down, undies.
I reckon it's
and
more.
And just love and life.
I reckon it's more common than you think, those journos.
I reckon so too. Though, even when the news reporter is at work, reporting on the 6 o'clock news, you never see under the desk.
No, why do you think there's a desk?
I know, they could just be wearing like shorts or undies or whatever.
Yeah, you think Karl Stefanovic's wearing pants if he has a choice?
That's not an image I want to think about.
Same thing, 7 o'clock news on TV. Be like, oh, you know, where's the desk come from? They don't actually need it. They're just reading off the teleprompter.
That's how the TV networks save money. They don't have to buy pants for all of their employees.
Yeah, savings.
Will Reeve is this guy's name. He was reporting for 10 minutes. This interview went on for 10 minutes. And somehow it was the American version of like Sunrise or Today or one of them.
Yes.
So there's the American version of Koshy or Karl Stefanovic interviewing this guy. They're in the studio and then they're interviewing this guy, Will Reeve, who is in his house. And it just kind of crosses back and forth. And somehow, I don't know how the American version of Koshy didn't mention it, because they saw it. They would have 100% seen that they're interviewing someone with no pants on. He's got his thighs there. They're very pasty white.
The great thing about radio and Snow FM is, like, you can't see us. So this morning, I actually did the entire show without any pants on.
Also, mate, you are wearing
pants now. Yeah. The walk to work was a bit soaked this morning about 5 o'clock. So I was like, well, they got to dry out. So
we do actually have your socks over there in the window drying out.
So everyone does it. It's just unfortunate that, you know, if you're working in TV, you got to get your angles right.
Also, it perhaps wasn't the best morning just for morning television in general.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure if you saw this as well. During a cooking segment on a UK morning TV show.
Right.
They crossed to a celebrity chef named John Tordy. I hope I said that right. In his house. He was cooking a breakfast muffin and didn't realise it in the background, left his tea towel on the cooker and it caught fire.
Oh, hell.
He picked it up, put it out and all that sort of stuff and it was fine.
Yeah.
But not a good morning for morning television all around the world. So
yeah.
I think the message that I'm trying to promote about this talk break is don't watch morning TV, listen to morning radio instead.
Yeah. Wait, did the chef have pants on?
Yes.
Okay, right.
He did have pants. If you're around hot equipment, make sure you wear pants.
Simo and Jordan.
Fat Boy Slim praising you this morning. It is Simo and Jordan right here with you on Snow FM. And it's a bit of a double-edged sword, I find, Jordan. Don't meet your heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had this happen to you?
So what, you've met one of your heroes?
No, I haven't, but I've always been told, don't meet your heroes.
If you meet your heroes, they may turn out to be tools or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's not
real pieces of work. Has it ever happened to you?
No, I don't think it has. Has it never happened to you?
It's like, would you?
All right, sweet. We'll play the next song. Let's keep moving.
If you did, what would your reaction be? Would you go up to them or would you try to, like, do the, you know, run away as quick as possible?
So if I did meet my hero, what would I do? I reckon I'd try and... I'd play cool. I'd try and play cool. Yeah. I'd play, I'm not bothered.
Because I'm upset by this, the fact that the ones that you, you know, your heroes typically turn out to be pieces of work, and then the ones that you don't really care about turn out to be absolute gems.
Mm.
You ever notice this?
Well, I mean, I've never met a hero, and I don't have all my heroes listed and go, you're just a meh hero, whereas you're a hero.
Well, Ed Sheeran's stock just keeps on rising in my mind.
Okay.
He is just seems like such a good guy.
Have you met Ed Sheeran?
No.
Okay.
But it turns out, right, he owns a couple of different businesses at the moment in the midst of the pandemic, right? And lots of businesses, say, here in Australia needing support, right, from the government in order to survive.
Yeah.
But your celebrities are worth quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Now, Ed Sheeran and his pubs, right, I've got one such listed here. One's called Bertie Blossoms.
Sounds like something out of Harry Potter.
As owned by Ed Sheeran. And he is paying all of his staff and operational costs completely out of his own pocket.
Oh, well, that's nice. Nice thing to do.
Yeah. It's such a contrast to David Beckham.
Why, what's David Beckham?
And Victoria Beckham.
Why, what are the Beckhams doing?
See, this is why I really like David Beckham, but then I'm like, ooh, I'm worried for him.
Okay.
Because he, unlike Ed Sheeran and his wife, have gone after a government subsidy for their particular business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're worth about twice what Ed Sheeran's worth.
I mean, yeah, but okay. I don't want to, you know, be sticking up for David Beckham when I shouldn't be.
Oh, yep.
But Ed Sheeran owns a couple of pubs.
That's right.
Off the top of my head, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm pretty sure David Beckham owns a soccer team
That's true.
The American Soccer League system.
I can see you trying to bend my words like David Beckham.
So maybe I've never been in business. I could be completely wrong, but I'm guessing here a professional soccer team perhaps has more staff and has more costs than a pub.
Well, what? I have the figures.
So okay. 30, well, you can prove me right or wrong.
30 staff members.
Of what, the pub or the soccer team?
No. So this is the Beckhams.
Only 30 staff members in a soccer team?
No, 30 staff members are what they put on support.
Oh, okay.
For around $300,000. How much do you reckon their current home is worth?
This is all getting very financial. Yeah. Are you turning into Koshy or something?
A little bit.
Do you want to be the next Koshy or whatever old mate is on the other network?
They have a $31 million home and they've needed a little bit of extra cash for their workers. What do you reckon?
Look, you raise a good point. I'm not going to lie.
Just throw in some cosmetics maybe from Victoria.
Just say that David Beckham will do soccer tutorials or something like that. That'll pay for it.
I'd watch them. Spice Girls now, Mel C, Mel B. How many other Mels involved here?
Well, David Beckham's wife involved as well.
This is Stop, Snow FM.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning.
Now, Simo, you're a big fan of tennis. In fact, you played a little bit while you were younger, did you not?
Oh, yes. I was called the... What was it called? That lobby kid. I played an excellent topspin lob.
That lobby kid.
Yeah, that... No, it was that loopy kid.
That loopy kid.
Yeah, my best mate's mum, we met playing tennis, and she hates me. Well, she hated me at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'd always win by not playing fair.
You'd always win by cheating.
Yeah, by lobbing the ball back for like hours on end.
Typical Simo. But are you you're a tennis fan now or not really? Do you still watch it?
Every time the Australian Open comes around, I catch the fever.
Well, Simo, you may have heard of, I think he's a Greek tennis player, Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Oh, vaguely, yes. He's the young up-and-comer and all of the mums love him. He's very adorable.
He is very Fabio, that kind of model yeah. guy. He's got the long hair and the body and everything.
That kind of vibe.
However, I do follow him on Instagram.
Right.
And he's just posted something on Instagram. I've screenshotted it before it gets deleted because I reckon it might.
Okay.
It's a picture of him, this tennis player, Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Right.
Holding up a piece of cardboard as if he's on the side of the road with Call Me. Okay. And then a mobile number on.
Right.
Now, that mobile number is an Australian number.
Okay.
This guy's a Greek tennis player. He doesn't live in Australia.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he'd have an Australian number until I scroll down to the comments where there's a comment from another tennis player, Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah.
Who has commented, "You're an absolute idiot. Everyone stop calling me." So, Simo, here is the question
That's
for
hilarious.
You.
That's hilarious.
I've got the picture on my phone of Stefanos Tsitsipas holding up what we think is Nick Kyrgios' phone number.
Yep.
I've dialed it into the system here.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Canberra. He's from Canberra.
Okay, right.
So
on.
I think that's where he lives.
Yep.
Which is just up the road.
Yeah.
Do we want to give this a go?
Yeah, go for it.
Do we want to call Nick Kyrgios.
Give him a quick buzz.
He's not going to answer, surely.
I don't know.
But he might.
Find out.
Should we do this?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, here we go. Calling now.
Six, one.
Oh, no, he's blocked it.
Probably for good reason.
I think.
Three, two.
He's probably blocked it. Everyone's been calling him.
Well, it's probably for the best, you know. Mm-hmm. He's a busy boy.
That was a bit anticlimactic, not going
to
lie.
Well, like I say, he's busy. He has to duck under doorways a lot. He's very tall.
Should we try giving him a call once more?
Go for it.
Six.
Nice.
One.
Now.
Dear.
Oh, well, we may have spoken to Nick Kyrgios, but we didn't.
I'm upset for him now because he's probably got to change his number.
I know. Then we won't have Nick Kyrgios' number. We'll be like what we were yesterday, also not having Nick Kyrgios' phone number.
Simo and Jordan.
That was Pink on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you. 20 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock. And do you respect the hustle?
Yes.
You do respect the hustle?
Well, what is the hustle? Define the hustle.
Doing what you can to get the result you need.
I think we all have to do that, provided it's not in the legal form.
Ever worn a disguise? In order to hustle?
No. Have you?
No. But this guy, we go now to, mind you, this isn't locally. This is a guy that's broken coronavirus lockdown.
Okay, so he's bad.
Yes, but he's done it. The ingenuity, I feel, needs to be rewarded. They just need to kind of channel that into a positive outlet.
Okay, so what we're saying, so this guy, he's broken the law.
Yep.
But he's done it in a creative way.
That's right.
So we're not condoning what he's done. He's still a bad man.
I don't know if he's a bad man. You decide, right?
Okay, well, what's he done? Well, I don't know what he's done. What has he done?
So he worked at the Mumbai airport. So we go now to India.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of getting a bit scared of the amount of cases that were happening in Mumbai.
It's got
quite a few going on. So what he did was he needed to get some 1,400 kilometres back to his home.
Okay.
Okay. So what he did was he went and got a farmer's outfit, right? Went mm-hmm. and...
Just popped to his local costume shop.
Went and got a driver, a truck.
Yeah.
Went to the local food produce kind of market.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up 3 tons of onions. Right?
3 tons.
Chucked them in the back of the tray.
Mm-hmm.
And then drove for 3 days because over there in India, you can cross state lines if you're delivering food produce.
Oh, so he pretended to be a delivery driver.
That's
slash
right.
Farmer.
Yep. Smelling onions for 3 days straight as he drove home.
Okay. I applaud the ingenuity.
I think so.
And appreciate that everyone wants to get somewhere, but...
Yeah.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
I don't know if he, when he finally rocked up, he was just, completely in tears from all of the onions the entire time.
I mean, you...
It was an emotional journey.
Imagine getting home to his family. Oh, you're here. It's so great to see you. Go have a shower and then we'll talk. You stink of onions.
Well, cutting onions is one of my first gigs. Your fingers go all yellow. It's disgusting.
Do they?
Yeah.
How many onions? So what? Because before you got into all this, you worked, I assume, as a kitchen hand? That's when you were chopping onions?
Chinese restaurants.
You weren't just like a soccer coach or something, just chopping onions. Go, is this how we coach soccer?
Not quite, no.
How many onions per day would you chop?
Not quite 3 tons.
Mm-hmm.
I probably did it dressed better than this dude as well.
Well, how many is 3 tons? Do you know roughly how many?
A lot. It's a lot.
Onions.
That's a lot of spag bol.
Yeah.
It's only 2 onions, isn't it, for that recipe?
I mean, I should say... Onions don't just go into spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, yeah, no.
There's a lot of other onion dishes
that's
around.
A lot of Bunnings snags.
There's an onion soup, which is French, which is quite nice.
All right. Well, no word on if that's reached India, but he did get locked down as soon as he arrived. So he drove for 3 days, covered in onions, got there, and then they're like, wait a second. And then he's in 2 week isolation. So
just imagine if anyone in his hometown wants an onion, I think they know where to go.
Yeah, business is boom. I mean,
he set up his own onion shop.
He's got a lot there.
Simo and Jordan.
Oh, yeah, Blur there, song 2, taking you back with the old school stuff for an hour on the way to 10 o'clock. Simo and Jordan, Snow FM.
And Simo, I want to tell you about this, which happened in New York overnight.
Right.
A state pond just in a park there. Lots of people were kind of wandering around it, enjoying their activities.
Okay.
and looked inside the pond, looked in the pond, and thought they saw what looked like an alligator.
Are they local?
Yes.
Like the alligators are local?
Oh, no, sorry, the people are local. No, yeah. I don't think alligators are native to New York. No, they might be, actually.
No, I don't think so.
So, Simo, if you're just wandering around a pond and you saw an alligator, what would you do?
I'm running the opposite direction. Same thing I do with every threat.
You raise a very good point.
I'm out. Bail.
That's what I would do.
I'm one of the quickest retreaters, evacuators that you will ever meet.
these people, before retreating and running away, they decided to report that there was an alligator there, which I think is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, once you're safe.
Mm-hmm. A couple of people came and had a look and found out that the alligator in question wasn't an alligator at all. It was actually another animal, which was... I don't think they're... It's less dangerous to humans.
Okay.
But I think still scary.
You reckon?
Yeah. Simo, have you ever seen an alligator snapping turtle?
Oh, no, I've never met one in the flesh.
Have you ever seen a picture of anything like that?
Or in its shell either. No. I've seen its face is quite scary. It's very Voldemort. Like, it doesn't have a nose.
It really is. You know what it reminds me of? So you were a Pokemon fan growing up. You know how, like, the Pokemons evolve? That's what it looks like to me. So you've got a normal turtle.
Right.
Just imagine a normal turtle, and then it evolves into, it's got massive claws, a big beak type thing, a mouth that slaps shut, hence the snapping name, and it can like crush bone and do all this sort of stuff. And you definitely don't want to get your fingers caught in the mouth.
Yeah. It's got a politics thread on its Wikipedia.
Hang on, you've Googled alligator snapping turtle.
Yeah.
Alligator snapping turtle in politics.
Yeah, apparently. Once upon a time.
Did alligator snapping turtle once run for president or something?
It was involved in a protest in 1807. So it turns out they can do a lot more than just snap, I guess.
What boosted you protesting? What? Was the protest about alligator snapping turtles? Or was it just they said, we don't like your point of view on this. I'm going to throw an alligator snapping turtle at you.
Well, from the protest back in the day, I guess New York is where all of the decisions are made these days, so...
Pretty sure in America it's Washington,
Nah, New York's pretty big.
I think Washington's where that big house that White is, and that's where Donald Trump lives.
Well, at least maybe you'll consider a new pet. I'd still run, though. If it was a snapping turtle, alligator, same response.
I mean, if it was an alligator snapping turtle...
I'm out.
You would run straight away.
Ah, gone.
I would have... This is what I would do. I'd have a quick look, and then I'd run! Run as fast as you can! And then maybe go back and take a picture for Instagram and then run again!
Wow, apparently they're an invasive species. That makes sense if they don't belong in New York.
Yeah. Oh, we're here. This seems nice.
Yeah, we might set up shop here.
We'll just stay here.
Apparently it's a bit of a problem.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Like a problem that we shouldn't be making light of?
Well, it's an exotic... It became an exotic pet. And then...
All right, you can probably stop reading the alligator snapping turtle Wikipedia page now.
And apparently a whole bunch of them rocked up in the canals in Rome, and they were like, where the hell have these come from?
Hang on, rocked up in canals in Rome?
Yeah, apparently.
I'm pretty sure the Italian city famous for canals is Venice.
Yeah, it is, but I think this is like a little...
Or does Rome have them as well?
Yeah, a little canal.
Maybe they were just on holiday. Just, oh, where's the Colosseum? We're just here to see that.
And now we all keep turtles in our own backyards, I guess. Mm. There you go. They are sneaky buggers.
This is your rant about turtles.
I had enough of them.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.